Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Clinton Baptist's Paranormal Podcast, taking you further than any other spiritual podcast. Join me as we probe our souls. Welcome. Come in. Wipe the celestial dust from your feet, ye wanderers of the known universe. Dost thou know the news? Oh, life is eternal. Spirit doth live forever. Tis I, clairvoyant, medium and psychic, Clinton Baptist. You know, the universe throbs with love. It's alive. Feel its pulse. A million souls watching our every move, eating, sleeping, washing. If we're kissing our partners or casual acquaintances, making love in bed. Our ancients, our ancestors, our parents, grandparents are watching every loving detail. Comforting, isn't it? Don't believe me? Let's speak to them. Yes, it's episode 6 of Clinton Baptist's Paranormal Podcast. Well, what a show we've got, honestly. Coming up, we're going to go to the phones. Then we take a trip up north to investigate a haunting at a nightclub. And finally, oh, this is unbelievable, some pioneering research where we attempt to hear voices from the other side. But first, let's get to your messages from beyond the celestial realm. Philippa in Lydiate, stop being on the fiddle in Lidl, because you're going to get caught, my darling. Tanya in Chiswick, please stop sending those bloody pictures. That's from me, that's not from dead people and that. And finally, Malcolm in Dewsbury, I can see your present, I can see your future, but listen, mate, your internet service provider can see your past, so get rid of it. It's illegal.
Hello?
Hello there. Now, listen, I've got someone on line 3. She's come through. It's June. June, where are you phoning from?
At New Southgate.
New Southgate in... Is that in North London? It is, isn't it?
Yes, North... Well, sort of, you know, I'm on the borders. We're getting a bit greenbelty.
Right, lovely. Super. Now, listen, I know you've got a problem. You want me to contact the other side. I call it the spirit world, through the portal. The curtains are certainly open. And you've got a difficulty that you want to ask the spirit world. Am I correct?
Yes.
What is the particular difficulty?
Let's see what we can do. It's my mother's house. My mother's no longer with us.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Mel.
But my neighbour, she wants to build into the side return.
Right.
But she's got a very noisy dog.
Noisy dog, yeah.
It's a Dalmatian, and you shouldn't have a Dalmatian in the house. So I'd like some soundproofing while she's doing the job. And she's got very aggressive.
Right, okay. Can I stop you there? It's really a problem for the council anyway. How can the spirit world help you?
Well, I want her to put soundproofing into the new extension.
Right.
And she's agreed, and she's given me a bill for £2,000.
Good God. June, how can the spirit world...
Well,
help.
I just want to know what my mum would do in this situation, because, like I say, and now that the building work started, the dog's coming in the garden.
I think we've got, oh, that's about the dog.
It's doing a lot of mess.
Your mother's here. Your mother is right here. She was quite a tall lady, am I correct? Short, quite a short. She was rather, well, size was an issue.
Yes,
size was always
an issue
with her. And she died quite young, am I correct?
About 5 years ago, she was.
Yeah, did you hear what I said, love? She died quite young, but it was only about five. I'm saying it was about 5 years ago, am I correct? Something
well,
like
that? Well, she was about 72.
72, but it was about, I'm guessing about 5 years ago. Now, look, your mum's here. Mm. I think she wore a house coat, didn't she? A blue house coat.
Sometimes. Yeah.
But she's wearing it now, certainly. I don't know whether she's picked one up in the other world, but she likes to wear one now because she does like to keep herself tidy.
Oh, she was a very proud woman.
A very proud woman. Very proud. I'm getting that. I'm getting that, if you please. And she's saying to me, what are you saying, love? Is her name Lily? I'm getting an L in her name. It was
Mary.
Mary Lily Lemley. It sounds similar, doesn't it, if you say it quickly, Mlelly.
I tell you what, she did say UL a lot.
She said UL.
Yes.
She said UL and she's saying it now. Was she from the north?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Past Birmingham, certainly, wasn't it? She's saying she always liked the area past Birmingham. That's right, love, you'd say. But she's saying now, and she's wagging her finger. She said, don't put up with any nonsense, she's saying.
Oh.
She'd do that, wouldn't she? She'd say, don't put up with any nonsense.
She could get aggressive.
Could get very aggressive. And she says that she's watching you.
Oh.
She wants you to know she's watching you, and she says, don't put any of that dog's mess that the dog comes and does from next door. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
What, don't throw it over the fence?
Don't throw it back over the fence, she's saying. Are you with me? Is this making sense, please?
Well, I've been throwing dog muck,
haven't you?
Yeah.
Your mum said she's laughing. She said, don't throw dog muck. She's not calling it muck. She's saying another word. She's saying another word because she could be ever so rude, couldn't she, your mum?
Yeah, aggressive and rude.
She's aggressive and rude, that's right, wouldn't she? She's quite a vicious lady, wouldn't she? She could be quite tough.
If you cornered her.
And she says, why don't you get a man in your life? Have you got a man in your life, June?
No.
No, she says, get a man in your life. She says she's seen you there at night on your own. You're in bed crying into the pillow, biting it sometimes. And she's saying, it's all right, love. So she says she wants you to know she's there with you.
But
no, your mum's saying, get yourself a job, get yourself a man and put the bloody drawers on, she says.
That sounds like mum.
All right, don't worry, it's all right. Pull yourself together, she says. No, she does say that.
And I'm sorry, Mum, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't have to do all that now.
Yeah.
I've got time for that.
No.
No time. All right, I've got time for that now. She's saying bye-bye. No, she's saying bye-bye. She says it's all sorted.
No, don't leave me, June.
She's saying bye-bye. She's got to go. She says, get your clothes on, but get yourself a job, get yourself a man. Don't not to worry, it'll all turn out. Okay, right, lovely. Thank you, can't deal with that now. Okay, bye, love. Bye-bye. Bye, thank you. Okay, now, it might be worth me slipping in here to say that where neighbours' property issues are concerned, like the one that June there was struggling with, building a side return, extension decking, loft conversion, etc., even noisy dogs, you don't want to be taking those concerns up with the afterlife and those eternal souls existing beyond human consciousness. Maybe approach your local council planning department instead within a reasonable consultation time frame. So, June, you suggested, I think you were in New Southgate, isn't it? And if you're listening, my love, I got to tell you, your mum, she thanks you for your interest. She too is really choked up and upset and that she's dead. But she's asked me to pass on to you that really you need to speak to the London Borough of Barnet Planning Department, Barnet House, 1255 High Road, Whetstone, London, N20, OEJ, who can be contacted during office hours and are committed to making the area better for people to live and work in the community by delivering social and economic regeneration in a coordinated way. Barnet Council working for you, love, Mum. And actually, you know what? While we're on the subject of June's call, can I just say to anyone phoning in that, you know, an outpouring of grief over the loss of a loved one, like June did, it's perfectly understandable. At the same time, it's not pleasant listening for anyone else. Okay, so try to keep a lid on all the, you know, truly, madly, deeply snot and tears, you know, if possible. I recommend a grief counsellor. So, of course, doing what I do can be taxing. So I actually saw a grief counsellor in Didsbury for a good couple of years. It was a Mr. Arthur Gregson, PhD. And I've got to tell you, he proved very successful for me. And I know that because when he died, I found I didn't give a shit. So happy days. Let's get on with the show.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now a very spooky story of some goings-on in the northwest of England, where I went up to see club owner Teddy Bailey. Now, what I will say is we've had to bleep out some of his comments as they might be slightly libelous. Bear with us. You join us, listeners, at Coco's, Wigan's premier Polynesian night spot. Yes, we are. I'm with... Oh, he's... You can't stop him, Hank. You can't stop him. You can't shut him up. I'm here with Teddy Bailey.
Hey, open the fridge. Do 10 minutes.
Oh, he's a terror, this one.
Hey, I'll have a Bailey's.
All right,
a lot of the girls used to say, I'll have a Bailey's. Make it a big one.
Okay, just maybe keep a lid on...
Nice to see you, son, anyway. You all right? That rash has cleared up, hasn't it? Yeah. I told you, do beat rash he got there, didn't
it? Yeah, I should have warned
you. All the way down to your bollocks, didn't
it,
son?
All right. I should have warned you about Teddy. He does own the club. He's been running this nightclub since what? 1964, wasn't it, Teddy?
Yeah, that's 7:30, isn't it?
And very good. And he's been...
64. The great days.
Okay, let me just finish this bit, Teddy. And he's been running the nightclub for quite some time. He's seen all sorts of people come through. Bernard Manning. Who else have you had here? You had Ken Doddy.
What a great man, Bernard Manning. Yeah, do you know what?
All right.
Do you know what it is?
And he's off. Go on.
People say Bernard was racist. There wasn't a racist bone in his body.
Right. Maybe keep off that side of things for now, Teddy. But you've called me up here because you do think that there might be a spirit present at the club.
Well, as you've said yourself, what's your name?
Clinton. Just Clinton will do.
Clinton. Yeah, you know, you say spirits in a pub, and here at Teddy's, you know, we do offer value for money. And
yes. Can we get back to the ghosts, Teddy?
The real spirits.
Yeah, the real spirits.
The thing is, you might remember a wonderful comic called Frank Carson. Do you remember Frank?
Very much so.
Aye, and a great catchphrase. You go, two boiled eggs, gibber o, Frank Carson, news at 10, sober. Anyway.
Very good.
He played here one night and he died on his arse.
Right.
He didn't do very well. He struggled, quite frankly. I had to bring him off.
Okay.
Well, in fact, some of the girls brought him off earlier in the dressing room.
Teddy.
That was a different matter, that
okay.
was.
Teddy.
Do you remember Big She was a stripper.
Can we get back to the ghost of Frank
Carson? Sorry, yeah. Anyway, one night I was locking up.
Go on.
And I heard this voice go, hey, it's the way I tell them.
And that was Frank Carson?
There was nobody else in the room.
Right, and you heard it from whereabouts? Because we're in the room now that you said that it came from.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're a
clairvoyant medium psychic, yeah.
You're a medium, aren't you?
Yeah. Teddy, where did you hear the...
Right, listen, if you listen very carefully now, listen... You can hear him now.
Yeah, Ted, if you're going to just be silly.
No! Silly. I'm only having a laugh with you. It was Frank. It was definitely Frank. But the thing is... Sorry. The thing is... Oh, sorry, I'm on tablets.
Well, what about a lovely story?
Well, yeah.
Any lovely story about celebrities and the like that you've had in the...
Well, the funniest thing is, isn't it, that, you know, what's funny aren't jokes, as you and I know.
Right.
It's the backstage little moments.
Lovely. Yeah, that's it.
You know, when fellow pros are all together.
Love it.
I tell you what, for example, we had the...
Right.
She's lovely. And her husband don't mind. He'll tell you what a lad he is.
Yeah.
She went round all the fellas and she...
Right.
And we'd all round, and then would be going down on the... So then comes in, you know,
Teddy.
And he's...
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what, Teddy.
He whips it out, and then do you know who walked in?
Well...
They never proved anything with either, did they?
And...
Right. He nothing better than to get with a...
Okay.
Spunk all over the walls. But
so
anyway,
stay clear
we had a laugh, we had a good laugh.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
Do you know who's got the biggest... in show business?
No. Right, okay. Well, thank
you. They are.
Thank you, Teddy.
It looks like two watermelons with stuck out.
Okay, I think you've had a bit too much. I don't know whether we're going to get hold of Frank Carson.
No.
But good luck
with... Dibbero and a Sam Panner.
Good luck with the cabaret.
Yeah, and we're a stag nice as well, but no, we don't want any drunks.
Okay.
And we've got a bouncer who throws people in.
Teddy Bailey at Coco's in Wigan.
Get along. Wigan's number one Polynesian night spot.
Thank you, Teddy.
I've mentioned we're open for the Christmas period as well.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I think you'd agree that Teddy is quite a character. Sadly, sometimes ghosts don't appear just as you'd like them, and all you get is a lot of funny, if slightly far-fetched, anecdotes.
Good afternoon, Clinton. Welcome to the Institute.
Hello, nice to be here.
My name is Dr. Ralph Vertigan. I have a PhD from MIT in audio paraphonesis.
Goodness me.
We've been looking at ways to capture audio imprints from, if you like, call it what you will, the celestial realm is the way we describe it.
Right, I've heard it.
What I'd like to do this afternoon is I'd like to attach these microphonic electrodes here to your temple.
Yeah.
And I guess we're going to run through the computer... the results, and through a very sophisticated algorithm, we're going to decode what is encoded from, well, I guess you call it the ether.
Right.
Now, we have had some success with this before.
Have you? Yeah.
We believe you to be someone who obviously has a neural path to, well, I don't know what you want to call it, the other side.
The other side, I do.
States of paranormal.
Right.
And... that's what we're going to do this afternoon, if you're still willing to do it.
Yeah, very much
so. We'll run it through a computer here. My colleague is just there. You can see this thing here, this beauty here.
Yeah.
That's where the result's going to go into, and we're going to play them back, see what we can...
Okay.
What we can decode.
Okay.
So are you still willing to help us?
Very much so, Ralph. Very much so.
Clinton, if I could just ask you to...
Yeah.
That's right. Just remove that there.
Yeah. Okay. Take
can you place then. These on either side of your temple? Just there on the soft part.
That's right.
Okay. we're going to turn this on. It may be nothing. We may find nothing. I mean, 9 times out of 10, we do find nothing.
Okay.
But let's see what materializes, possibly.
Okay.
Nothing, as I say. Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Ready when you are.
Now, listeners, how can I put this? I don't know if you've ever seen Carry On Screaming, but I feel a bit like bloody Bernard Breslau in that. I mean, what is this? A sort of a laboratory. I'm on a gurney. Brian, I think that's Dr. Ralph's assistant. He's coming in and he's going to strap me down. Is that right? Strap me down to this thing. I don't know what... Slightly unnerving, actually. I'm not sure what's supposed to happen. I'm going to shoot off here. No. Anyway, I don't know. It's precaution. I'm told something to do with the electric current. But I am being strapped down to this gurney, all in the name of science. And I've got the electrodes attached to my temple. Yes, he's switching on something that looks like a giant...
Just turning the time
now. Well, computers have got... considerably smaller nowadays, but that is a big one.
Okay.
And oh,
right.
Oh, I can feel that.
Is that
slight
okay?
Throbbing. Is that supposed to happen?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's nodding. Yeah.
Okay.
It's supposed to happen. It's quite
Brian, get that,
slight buzzing to me temples, but it's not unpleasant.
Crank it up a little bit over there.
It needs to relax.
Okay.
Okay, so Clinton, the machine is now warming up.
Okay.
It's running some internal diagnostics, and then it will
right.
begin filtering the frequencies yeah. and eventually, after a minute or so,
yes.
interpolating the algorithm to your specific granular biorhythms.
Okay, right.
Now, what I would ask for optimum success is you just clear your mind. That
clear
can help just
to
clear yeah. your mind. Try yeah. not to think about anything.
Right.
If you, I don't know if you've ever done meditation or anything.
Yeah,
like
yes,
that.
I have, yeah.
yeah. Okay, okay.
To anyone at home, it's actually it's a little bit nerve-wracking.
It's really there's no
that's
no,
oh, it's ramped up a bit there.
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Professor, doctor.
Yes, that's fine. That's just the algorithm finding the algorithm right now.
Okay.
Perfectly normal.
Right. Okay. All right. Deep breaths. Okay. Just trying to clear my mind.
That's good. Clear
a little
your mind.
Bit. What's that now? What's happening there? What?
That is,
yeah?
That's just simply moving on a different
yeah?
frequency there.
Okay. No. These are on properly, are they? These?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
These no. suckers on my head?
Yes.
All right. Bloody thing's going like the clappers, isn't it?
You know something, Glenn? This is incredible stuff we've got here.
Yeah?
Keep going.
Okay.
No, just keep as you're doing now.
Yeah.
Okay, clear your mind.
All right, yes, I'm doing that.
Okay.
I'm doing that. Draw a blank.
This is extraordinary. I think you clearly have some sort of
yeah?
very interesting results. That's good. That's good.
Oh, God, sweet Jesus. Hold on.
Keep doing what you're doing. Clinton, you're doing so well, man. It's okay. Oh, my goodness. I've not seen any. Oh!
It's just a lot of white noise, isn't it? It's just a lot of white noise. What is that? Is it put on a different frequency or something, is it? Different frequency? Oh, okay. The hell was that?
I heard it.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did hear it. Okay.
Ralph, did you hear that?
This is fascinating stuff, Clinton. I can assure you this is absolutely fascinating. My God, I heard that.
Somebody knows me, apparently.
That's what it sounded like.
Could it be someone I've...
I know.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yes, I did hear that.
I heard a voice.
Okay,
did you hear a voice
okay.
there?
Just stay calm. Please stay calm.
Oh, bloody hell.
This is extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary.
Christ.
These are the results we've been hoping for. I've got to tell you, this is absolutely extraordinary. This is it. Thank you so much. The Institute, this is exactly what we've been looking for.
What is that?
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Okay. Wow. Oh,
Christ.
Okay. All right, come on. Stay calm.
I don't like me.
Okay, please stay calm.
I don't
please,
like
calm,
me.
Calm. Stay calm, man. Please, just stay calm.
Oh, God.
Clinton, please. This is absolutely incredible what we're getting here.
Seriously, can we stop this now, please? No, no. That's enough. Oh, God. Oh, no. No, I don't like you. No, turn it off. Turn it off. Please, turn
Clinton,
it
please,
off.
Stop. Please, don't try to sit up.
No, turn it off. off.
Get it out! Get it out!
Brian!
Get it out!
Brian! Brian!
Get it out! Get it out! Oh, no! 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 No!
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.